The color and pageantry of medieval England have been portrayed on the big screen, from fictional jousting in A Knight's Tale to historic events like the murder of Thomas Becket, the 12th century Archbishop of Canterbury. In this Hollywood version, called Becket, King Henry II, who instigated the murder, was played by Peter O'Toole. Richard Burton played Becket. Some of the color from that time and place has come to the Getty Museum, a few miles from Hollywood. Six of the cathedral's stained glass windows have been brought here while workers in Canterbury do repairs to the cathedral. It's a first, says the Dean of Canterbury, Robert Willis, who oversees the cathedral.
It's never happened before, and so this is a unique experience for us and also for the characters portrayed in the stained glass.
These characters are biblical, but the images were based on people in the 12th century. The windows are being displayed along with a 12th century prayer book called the St. Albans Psalter, a collection of psalms from the Bible. The colors are vibrant, says the Getty's Kristen Collins.
Around 1130, when this book was created, there was an explosion of illuminated book production, of book painting.
The impact was dramatic, says the cathedral's Leonie Seliger.
You had wall paintings, you had textiles, you had mosaic floors, you had these illuminated manuscripts, worked in metal, and the stained glass. So it would have been a riot of color and form and information and imagery. And for your average medieval person who lived in a little mud house, this would have been seriously overwhelming.
Dean Willis says the cathedral windows have been a source of inspiration.
And the light shining through means you get a completely different view every time that the sun changes or it's cloudy, and there's that kind of almost cinema effect which must have been wonderful for folk in those days and still is for us today.
They're less flashy, perhaps, than some Hollywood spectacles, but he says these artworks are still inspiring. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.